A philanthropic foundation is offering to subsidize a mindfulness program for some Ohio schools. The practice of daily meditation is already being used in some schools, and supporters say the simple bit of self-reflection has been improving student behavior and test scores. State Impact Ohio's Mark Uricki reports.
Congressman Tim Ryan has been such a fan of mindfulness that he wrote a book about it. The Democrat says the deep breathing exercises that he does every day are not about religion.
These are basic techniques that the Marines are using, police officers are using, athletes have been using it. And so why shouldn't our kids have access to the same thing? You don't have to change any of your beliefs. You don't have to join a church. You don't have to do anything.
Is it getting more difficult for you to calm down in Congress these
days? Well, it's been a very helpful technique to have with everything going on, yeah.
Ryan came to Cleveland with members of a Massachusetts company called Inner Explorer to promote mindfulness in schools. The nonprofit organization produces a 10-minute exercise that students listen to online each day as school starts.
Taking deep breaths is a great way to calm down. When you're angry or upset, it even helps when you're about to take a test.
At the end of each exercise, pupils write in a journal. Inner Explorer co-founder Laura Bakosh says relieving stress can help kids learn and cites brain research from the University of Wisconsin.
Stress inhibits learning. So there's neuroscientific research, stress inhibits learning, poverty inhibits learning. And we have more than half of our children today are in high-poverty environments.
The Cleveland-based DBJ Foundation, named for David and Barbara Jacobs, is a supporter of mindfulness-based relaxation and wants to spread the practice. Managing Director Joe Hudson.
We're working really specifically to allow Northeast Ohio to have the benefit of this program, so we're paying for half of the cost for any classroom who wants to be involved in Northeast Ohio. So that's our commitment.
The total cost for the daily lesson is $450 a year for one school. The foundation has been underwriting such lessons for 3 years at Melrose Elementary in Worcester City Schools. Two third-grade teachers there, Ashley Tomasetti and Amber Couples, swear by it. They team-teach a class that includes kids with emotional disabilities. They call the improvement in behavior they saw in the first year incredible.
I would say their attention is definitely is what is improving, and their
emotional awareness, really. Them using the practices at home with their siblings, trying to go to sleep at night.
Being able to de-escalate themselves if they're crying or they're upset.
Each teacher got choked up when recalling specific cases where children with problems at home would come to school and ask to do the mindfulness exercises. Tomasetti mentioned one boy whose mother had been taken to jail the night before. At school, he asked his teacher to help him breathe.
And so for an 8-year-old boy to go through that and come out successful at the end of the day, get through everything, that was huge for us. And that was when we realized the impact this program had on our students.
And that, says Tomasetti, has meant much less time spent on behavioral problems. Congressman Ryan says Warren City Schools, using another version of mindfulness exercises, saw out-of-school suspensions drop from 250 5 years ago to 14 last year. But there has been pushback in Ohio. Educators at Wurzler Elementary in North Canton said they got good results from using mindfulness in 2012, but the program was shut down the next year when parents feared meditation may have religious connotations. The teachers in Worcester say they've had zero complaints because they made the recordings available to all the parents. The Inner Explorer organization is now offering the exercises in over 900 schools in 44 states. They now have a pilot program at Cleveland's Campus International School. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Mark Uricki.